Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. And if you see him and he's a little down today, you know what it is. It's the end of Major League Baseball season. The World Series could have gone a couple games longer, but you got to wait till spring training for baseball now. And that is, of course, WLNS TV6 sports director Fred Heumann. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Jack. Not so true. It's not all as doom and gloom in the world. We have the postseason awards coming up. We have the December trade period. We have the free agent period. So there's lots going on. The real tough time is January.
Yeah.
When Christmas is over in January and early February, that's a rough 6 weeks.
Oh, the Hot Stove League. When do you really get stoked for the 2011 season? You've gone down, you've seen spring training, and you've really made a deal of this, right?
Well, yeah, when I worked in Detroit, I went like 8 years in a row to spring training, and so I'd get a little stoked then. Now spring training, I mean, the first day they report, I always say on the air, my favorite words in the English language are pitchers and catchers report for spring training. But then after that first week starts, I think spring training gets pretty drab, yeah. And even I don't. I like the early weeks, but I think there are way too many games. You and I have had conversations about you think they should reduce the number of games in the season. I don't. I think they should figure out a way to play in warm weather sites mostly and start the season a couple weeks earlier, or even a week earlier. Play games in March in warm weather sites and domes, or what domes are left, and move the season up. There's just way too many exhibition games.
Fred, the San Francisco Giants. Why?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. I guess the why is, you know, you and I have a lot of fun with each other about predictions and how wrong we both are all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe, but that you know, it's the oldest cliche in the book, but that is why they play the games. If we knew what was going to happen, who would watch? I mean, I had a feeling State would get beat Saturday in football, but who would have thought 37-6?
Right.
And after the Giants' nice run and you know, knocking off, you know, I feel, well, their luck's going to run out against Texas because these guys can flat out rake.
Yeah.
But to borrow another old cliche, good pitching always beats good hitting, and I guess we certainly saw that. And I think the Giants do have. I mean, they could finish third next year, maybe not with that pitching staff. Their talent isn't that good. I mean, Edgar Renteria, the Tigers. He was washed up. Aubrey Huff, who I think they gave up on too soon. Nobody wanted him. He couldn't get a job. Cody Ross was released by the Florida Marlins. I mean, Andres Torres, where did he come out of the blue? He had all those guys put it together and played well at the right time. And I think you see that in sports, and I think it's particularly true in baseball. I mean, in the NBA, by and large, talent is going to win out.
Right.
And I think that's – but I think maybe the NBA is the only sports that's most predictable in that. I think in the other sports, if a team is, it's never about how good you are. It's when you're good. In the last 3 weeks of the season, the Giants were the best team in baseball, and they became fun to watch. I got to say, I wasn't really excited about watching them, but then you got to know the personalities and the way they play the game and the way Bochy manages the game. They became fun to watch.
Edgar Renteria, I have not spent a lot of time around him, but the last time I talked to him, he couldn't find his way out of the clubhouse at Comerica Park. And now he's in rarefied air. Four guys have two series-winning hits, and he's with three Yankee all-time greats.
Well, I used to say you can rent a house, you can rent a car, but you can't rent a Rhea. That's all I remember him for. And I can have criticism of Dave Dombrowski or some of the moves the Tigers have made or not made, but I can't criticize that one. Did you flinch when they let go of Edgar Renteria?
No.
I said, thank goodness that shortstop era is over. He was awful.
And, you know, he'd had two very nice years with Atlanta.
Yeah.
Before they got him.
Right.
And I said, okay, missed him by a year. He's done.
I liked the signing, and I liked the release even more.
Yeah.
I thought and then all of a sudden, again, he got in the right situation, and you know, I kind of felt the same way about Carlos Pena.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Tigers gave up on him too soon, and I loved Carlos Pena because I got to know him personally a little bit, and, you know, I liked the way he plays, and his defense was outstanding, but I thought the Tigers gave him enough of a shot.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about about that one because he was a lot younger, and I said, right. You know, he's got the power. Someday, maybe it'll click, maybe it won't, but I'm really glad it did because I like him a lot.
Yeah, it did click, but in terms of Renteria, I can't fault them on that. But these guys, I think that's a perfect name for them, the Misfits, and Nobody wanted them. I can't imagine they'll be that good next year.
Yeah.
But all these guys came together at the right time, and that is one whale of a pitching staff with those four. I mean, Barry Zito couldn't even get on the postseason roster.
Right. Well, when you've got a World Series MVP who has three home runs during the regular season and two in a week in the World Series, and maybe it's just their year. And the Tigers now making some noise. I heard out of New York today and yesterday also that they're making a bid. They're going to try to sign Victor Martinez. And he wound up playing first base for the Red Sox, but apparently the Tigers see him as a catcher.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to – I still think they're committed to Alex Avila to start, but I think, they're going to list Victor Martinez as a backup, and he may end up winning the job, and they're fully aware of that. I'm not sure how that plays out. Mm-hmm. I think they like Avila more than I do, personally.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad signing. That doesn't make me jump for joy, but I think catching is so – woeful in the major leagues that when you can get a guy, I'm a little afraid that we're going to say, oh, maybe that was 3 years too late.
Right.
But I still think he has some pop and has pretty good defensive skills, can play a couple of positions, has been on winners. I don't hate that move, and it looks like it's going to happen. But, I don't fault that move. I see that happening for the Tigers.
We were both out at Michigan State's football press conference today and basketball game tonight at Breslin Center, but we heard Mark D'Antonio, and a little bit different than when we were together last Thursday over at his radio show, and he was explaining his rationale. I kind of wish he'd done that last week.
Yeah, that was my only issue in this. I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other on Rucker. I said that if it were me, I would not have reinstated him. I thought it was the safer move.
Yeah.
I thought, why have the distraction around the team? I'm not on the inside. I don't know. I did have a problem with the way they released it to a couple of media members on an event last Thursday that most of the media members don't go to. I thought of a decision of this magnitude, everyone should have been informed.
Right.
And I was glad to hear Mark say he apologized for that for today. He didn't necessarily apologize, but he says he regrets the way that happened.
Yeah.
And I was, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
I can move on.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. And he elaborated a little more today. I think the timing was awkward because it happened on a Thursday, and here's the biggest game you're going to play in 45 years. And I tried to be sensitive of that the other night, though I probably didn't show it very well. But I'm over it. It's time to move on. He's going to start this week. He's back on the team. But I do think, as you and I talked that night, never mind what Rucker's got on the line, D'Antonio's really stuck his neck on the line for this one. And for that reason, I'll say, whether I agree with it or not, it was a gutsy call.
Yeah, now you've got Little Giants, Mousetrap, and Chris L. Rucker.
And did you see, you've been on the air, did you see what happened at Minnesota today?
No.
They lost a couple more players.
Oh, good.
Two to injury and two or three suspended, so, I mean, the Spartans are already 24-point favorites, and boy, now Minnesota, which is already depleted and a mess, has lost a couple more players. So,
well, you asked a great question, I thought, today, because Mark D'Antonio got a sock in the gut that he hadn't had before, and he said he's been criticized, but nothing like this. And I wonder what he's learned. What do you think he's taken out of this whole thing?
Well, yeah, my question dealt with how thick his skin is and kind of what he learned. But even though he said he's been criticized, I think his ride has been pretty smooth here. I mean, if he thinks he's criticized, I got some coaches that I'd like to show him that some columns have been written on over the years here and other places. I think this is the first time he's been cross-examined, ripped, torn apart by some people, messaged bored to death, columnist, and I think he is somewhat sensitive to that.
Yeah.
But I think if you say publicly it goes with the territory, then you kind of have to live it too. I don't like when Michigan State does what they used to do, and we're always firing back at the media. The media has a job to do.
Right.
You
right.
let them state their opinion. You may, at the proper time, voice yeah. your displeasure or point out factual errors,
right.
but you don't start calling people and object to what they wrote or said.
And I think he'll see that too, Fred. Thanks very much for joining us, and I'm going to see you over at Breslin a little later.
Only if I can't help it. All right.
We'll be right back with more. Jack Ebling here. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.